The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. With the COVID-19 sheltered-in-place regulations, I haven't seen many people. And, you know, it's starting to get to me. And maybe you're the same way. I mean, after all, right now there's no church. We do it online from home. There's no shopping. There were many times I would just go with my wife shopping to the grocery store, or if she's going shopping somewhere, I'd just tag along just to be with her, to be among the store, hear people. It's fun sometimes just to sit in a mall because I would get tired of walking, and I'd just say, I'll just sit on a bench, and I'd hear people walking and going by and listen to their stories. We don't eat out very much, but it was fun to be out, interact with a few people. I did paratransit rides, and I'd talk to the driver and other people. I'd see other people that way. Well, with the COVID-19 shelter in place, I don't have any of those things. I am, well, it kind of reminds me when I was in grade school, 7th and 8th grade, in summer, in August. We had played games. We'd gone swimming. I could see at that time. Well, no, actually, in 7th or 8th grade, I couldn't. In 5th, 6th grade, I could. But I could ride my bike when I could see. But time comes to August, all the games were played and replayed. The TV shows were repeat, so you couldn't even reenact them out in the backyard. There was really nothing to do. You kind of get tired of, seeing friends, but we didn't have anything to do because we didn't have any input or change or anything. We just couldn't wait for school to start, believe it or not. Yeah, maybe you remember those days. It was just fun because when school started, then there would be schedules, activities, people to see. But in the middle of summer, at the end of summer, it was hot, there was nothing to do. Mom would say, go out, take a walk, ride your bike. I don't want to, I'm bored. Mom knew that if I didn't find something to do, I'd get into a funk. And even then worse, because when you're in a funk, it's really hard to get out of it. Because the same mindset just keeps going around and around. I'm bored, there's nothing to do, nobody likes me. And it just adds on itself. That's kind of what I'm feeling like now. Am I an extrovert? Oh, yeah. But, you know, introverts, they get bored too. They get to this point too. And I'm guessing if you're blind or visually impaired, you're probably just like me, that you've had these times and maybe are even going through these times now. Especially if we're blind or visually impaired, there are sometimes circumstances that cut us off from people that we can't get out, do things and be with people so that it becomes very difficult. And then the mindset just goes into that funk. It moves from a funk to depression to discouragement. So what do you do at these times? Well, I'll come back to that in a second. I know what not to do. I know what not to do. If you keep on thinking these things, it'll just, as I said, move into depression and discouragement, and you'll just go down, 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 the spiral. It just feeds on itself. Which means I got to think positive. I got to think good thoughts. I got to think, oh, it's okay. It's good. You know, that can be hard. Now, I will admit, if you are clinically depressed, this talk isn't for you. But if you're not clinically depressed, which means a physiological change that's happened within you that you can't break out, but if you have some ability to break out, well, then, you know, that's where thinking the positive thoughts, the good thoughts, are needful and important. You know, it's kind of like, and I don't know if you had this, but I did in school, meeting somebody who was always mean and nasty to you. They just walk by and they poke you. They walk by, they say a bad word, and you just want to haul off and hit them, or you want to do something bad to them, and you just want to... But, you know, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Do good. Oh, it was hard at times when that person would walk by and do that. But I'd always have to tell myself, no, Jesus, you were good, you were kind. After all, that's what you did for me, Jesus. You went to the cross and died for my sins. Because, you know, I'm shifting back now to you and me. That's what Jesus did. He died for you and me. Not when we were good. He didn't die for us and take our sins away because he saw something good in us. But instead, he saw he had to love us. We needed his forgiveness. And so he did it. And he took those whips, those beatings, mockery, because of his great love. We sometimes call it grace. We sometimes call it mercy. Sometimes call it kindness. Jesus did that unbelievable thing. And that's what I would remind myself when that bully was walking by. Do good, because that's what Jesus did for me. He did it for me to forgive me, so I can try to be good to this person too. And you know, there are times I still stumble and fall, and I'm not nice to people, and I say bad things to them, and but I try. I try to do good, and I try to be good to people, even who aren't nice to me. Well, all this fits into that time when we aren't with people, we are bored, and our mind wants to think, oh, those bad thoughts. This Bible verse came to my mind. Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. One more time. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. Now, not only with physical and words and thoughts and deeds towards other people in doing good, but it comes true for you and me, even inside our thoughts. Let us not become weary in thinking good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. And so, in a practical sense, what I do when I'm in this trying to go into a funk and depression, I say, Jesus, you're so good to me. You've helped me. You've loved me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look around and I thank him for every single possible thing that he's given me and he does for me. So I talk with Jesus and give him thanks and praise. I then secondly say, give me strength to think good thoughts, to think kindness to people, think kindness to myself, even thinking kindness to this situation. Lord, boy, it could be worse. We could be in a war right now, or I could be hungry and with no food, or being beaten up. I thank you for that. And Lord, also open my eyes to others so I might do good to others. So I'm thanking him for all the good I possibly can. I ask for strength so that I can be good, do good, think good. And then I ask him to open my eyes to other people and their needs. If we do not give up. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't give up on us, even when we had sinned and gone far away from you. You came after us, forgave us, love us by your death on the cross. And not just that, but you rose from the dead, and you come to us through your word and help us to understand how you're with us all the time. Thank you. Lord, do give us strength to be thinking good thoughts, even when our minds want to think I'm bored and things aren't good. And Lord, open our eyes to see others who are in need so we might help them doing good to them. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you. Let me know what you do when you're bored or when you have trouble with your thoughts. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. And or if you get the email notification, just hit respond as it comes back to me. Thanks. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.